Department of Administration civil service worker Georgia Thompson faces two felony charges related to the contract she helped award to Edelman Travel. Edelman executives donated $20,000 to Doyle's reelection bid. Federal investigators allege Thompson favored Edelman to cause a, quote, political advantage for her supervisors. When Thompson was first indicted, there was talk that prosecutors might use her to go after political appointees closer to Doyle. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee political science professor and former Democratic state lawmaker Mordecai Lee says that has not transpired.
Naturally, it could be that in the course of the trial, there might be some interesting testimony, there might be some plea bargaining that might change it. But so far, it seems like the line is ending right there.
As it stands now, Thompson is the only person charged in this investigation, and she was hired to her post before Doyle came to office, when Republican Scott McCallum was still governor. Lee says society is so politicized nowadays that this case has generally been framed solely in terms of its implications for this year's gubernatorial election. He thinks there's another issue at play.
It seems to me that this case is about the boundary line between politics and government.
Lee says there's been a gradual push over the years to make nonpartisan government bureaucracies more responsive to elected governors. He thinks Thompson's case could represent the end of the swing of the pendulum, where the public may want its civil servants to be more insulated from political leaders. Thompson's trial is expected to last about a week. She faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted on both charges. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.